Well, we've been hearing about the state of emergency declared in New Zealand following the earthquake. What causes earthquakes and why New Zealand's been hit again? Well, Ruth Totterdale. Totterdale is here from the Geographical Association, a national organisation which has its headquarters in Sheffield. And she joins me now to talk about it. Ruth, why do earthquakes happen?
Well, you may know that the Earth's crust is composed of massive tectonic plates, and they are slowly moving all the time, about the same speed as your fingernails grow. And New Zealand is on the edge of an enormous plate called the Pacific Plate, which is about the extent of the Pacific Ocean. And all around that plate margin, there are earthquakes and volcanoes. It's known as the Pacific Ring of Fire, you might have heard of. And where New Zealand is, the Pacific Plate is being forced underneath the Australian Plate. So pressure builds up, and every now and then that pressure is released, and that is in the form of an earthquake. So there's a big movement of rocks below the surface.
And what happens when an earthquake happens?
Well, it sets off lots of waves that then move to the surface, and obviously the earth shakes. So the nearer that epicentre where the pressure is released is to the surface, the more devastating the consequences of the earthquake.
Would you say something about this particular earthquake and why it's so bad?
Well, New Zealand is, because it's on the edge of this Pacific Plate, does have a lot of earthquakes. It's had about 1,400 earthquakes a year, but only about 20 are of any significance. And this particular set of cracks in the rocks or faults, nobody really was aware of those so near Christchurch. And in September there was an earthquake which was actually 7.1 on the Richter scale, which is quite strong.
And bigger than this one, isn't it?
Yeah, it was actually bigger than this one, but it didn't have anything like the impact. And the reason it didn't have the impact was that the epicentre was quite deep. It was about 10 kilometres deep. It also struck about 40 kilometres away from any centre of population. So the reason this one was so bad was not because it was so strong, but because it was quite shallow, only about 5 kilometres below the Earth's surface. And also it was only about 10K outside the centre of Christchurch. Also, it happened in the middle of the day. And as we know, people were walking around the streets, they were in offices. And the other reason why we think it might have been worse is because that earlier earthquake weakened the buildings. So they might have collapsed a bit more dramatically because of the earlier earthquakes and the aftershocks that occurred in between.
Is it impossible to predict it?
Well, earthquakes are difficult to predict. Obviously, it's some areas they're unlikely, but they do tend to cluster in space and time. So, because the earthquake too have happened in the Christchurch area in recent time, there is a chance that there could be more. So, these faults in this area are obviously quite active at the moment.
These faults, I've got it just for a moment.
The cracks in the surface, because they are active and pressure is building up there, then it could be that there could be more in that particular
area. So the good news is, as it were, lightning strikes twice. If you've had two, you're more likely to get another one.
Possibly, yes, that is the case. But anywhere on that ring of fire or on a plate margin is susceptible to earthquakes. And if you want to compare that to other ones that have been in the news more recently, the Haiti earthquake was 7 on the Richter scale. Obviously much more devastating. It hit a centre of population in an area where buildings were poorly constructed. The strongest in recent years was in Sumatra, 9.3 on the Richter scale, and that set off the Boxing Day tsunami.
Right.
2004. So you can just see the kind of range. But it isn't just the strength, it's where it happens and the time of day.
And are we kind of helpless in the face of it? Is there nothing we can do? You say you can't predict, you can just say it's more likely if you already had it happen. Doesn't the ground move first or anything warm up or anything happen that indicates there's going to be one?
Nothing indicates that there's going to be that actual earthquake then. Obviously, when tremors occur, if it was one was going to happen in this studio now, I'd be under the desk.
You would be?
Yes. And in fact, there was a lady, wasn't there, who was speaking
to
the emergency services, and she was underneath her desk. So that's there are places in a building. Most people in New Zealand will have some kind of advice and